Hey guys, welcome again to my daily devotions, and this is Nikki here. Today's verses would be from the book of Galatians, chapters 4 to chapter 6. These chapters basically talk about the differences between the old and the new person, the differences in our lives and our status before and after we have Christ. And these also speak powerfully to us about the true value of being a child of God through Jesus Christ. The verse that spoke to me most from Galatians chapter 4 is verses 7 to 9. And these verses talked about how we are lifted from the status of slaves to being heirs of the Most High God. Yet many a times we still live in lives that are still enslaved to our past, being slaves to the past sins and hurts in our lives. We keep looking back at the past sins we committed, refusing even to forgive ourselves of the sins that God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we live so much in our past sins and hurts that we fail to connect with God because of the barrier we have placed within ourselves. It is true that while we should strive for a sin-free life, we should remember that no matter what sins we may have committed, Christ paid for all our sins in our past and even our present future. Not forgiving ourselves is the same as denying that Christ has paid for every sin. There might be stuff bothering you today. Things you regret doing, past hurts, and even present sins that you have committed. But we are to be free. As heirs of Christ, we should not. Today, let us be free from our past sins. Being haunted by past sins and hurts should not be a burden that we should carry on our shoulders. Christ paid the price for forgiveness of all our sins. And today, when the devil tries to drag you back to being a slave of sin, we should remind ourselves that we are heirs and children of God. And will not be controlled by the devil. Let's ask God to forgive us of our sins once again and move us from glory to glory in our walk with God. Let not the sins hinder us from having a closer relationship with God in our lives.